the crash between a train and a bus. NTSB's Robert Zumwalt.
I think this one is particularly of concern to us because there was another accident right here at the same grade crossing.
USA Radio News.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Dry conditions in the Midwest leading to a series of wildfires that have destroyed multiple homes. Chris Barnes has more detail.
There's nowhere to run, and there's plenty of grass left to burn.
That's a man in Woodward, Oklahoma, where one of several wildfires has destroyed his home. More than 20 Oklahoma counties now under a state of emergency. This man also lost his home to the flames.
We waited, and when it finally cleared, we went back, and the whole place was just burnt. The siding's melted off of the house.
At least one person's died from the fires in Oklahoma. Six people killed altogether by fires in Colorado, Kansas, and Texas as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
The popular Lake Mead National Recreation Area near Las Vegas tops a new list of deadly destinations. Outside Magazine ranks it as America's deadliest national park based on a recent count of fatalities over the last decade. Nearly 300 people died between 2006 and 2016 at Lake Mead, most of them through drowning. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The NYPD paying very close attention to the investigation into the death of a child one day after they came home from the hospital. Here's more on the story.
The baby was just 3 months old and lived with his foster family in South Ozone Park. He was treated for severe dehydration and kidney damage. One day later, he was dead. Janelle Johnson is a neighbor.
I think it's really tragic, you know, especially for someone that's that small.
Police rushed to the family's home after getting a 911 call Tuesday afternoon. No obvious signs of trauma. The city medical examiner is on the case. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The son of the Democrats' former vice presidential candidate arrested. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
Linwood Michael Kane was arrested along with five other people on Saturday for allegedly disrupting a pro-Trump rally in St. Paul. Kane was arrested on suspicion of second-degree rioting, but the Ramsey County Attorney's Office decided not to prosecute due to insufficient facts to prove felony-level riot. Kane was released on Tuesday. In a statement, Senator Kane said, quote, "We love that our three children have their own views and concerns about current political issues."
The family of a California woman killed by a man who had been deported five times is demanding justice. Court records show Estuardo Alvarado had been deported to Mexico five times since 1998, most recently in 2011. He's now facing charges for the hit-and-run death of a young mother in L.A. The family says if the Obama administration had enforced immigration law, their loved one would be alive. USA Radio News.